Hi everyone, welcome to Connect and Grow podcast with your host Jackie Grant. It's great to have you listening. So here we are. It's almost the end of April. I mean, my gosh, where is this year going? So this podcast is all about self-care. Now, whether you are stressed with work, with money, with family, with relationships, with health, this stress, this anxiety, and sitting in a state of uncertainty is really tough place to be. Now, when you sit in that energy of stress, anxiety, worry, and fear for too long, what happens is you head into burnout. So how can you minimize that going into burnout phase? One of the things that we encourage people to do when I work with them, when I'm coaching them, is to do their best to have their work-life balance. Now, some of you listening to this will know me and know that that is very much about, for me, a little bit of do as I say, not as I do, because with having ADHD traits and autism traits, for me, I tend to overwork. And part of that is because I have my own business. So I'm like, I've got to keep an eye on things. I've got to take phone calls. What happens is when we hit burnout, our ability to make clear and precise decisions becomes foggy. So let's talk about burnout just for a minute. And some of the signs and symptoms that you may experience that could be burnout. And if you notice that you've got a few of these signs and symptoms, then it could be a good idea to pop off to your doctor. Just have a bit of a checkup. Make sure that you're okay. Now, some people might need to go and see a counselor as well. This is your choice, but I encourage you to really have a think about where you can get the right support for you. Okay? Everyone will have an opinion. So this is all about what's right for you, the individual. So burnout, signs and symptoms of burnout. One of them is the inability to switch off enough to get a good quality sleep. Now, sleep is really important for our body to actually relax and our muscles to relax, our cells to regenerate without the constant movement and the total awareness that needs to be going on. So the heart rate can decrease while you're sleeping because its job is to keep you alive. But if you're not moving around, it doesn't require a huge amount of extra pumping or go faster. So it can slow down. Your blood pressure can come down as well as you relax more. This is why some people love to use tools such as meditation. Now, another sign is a constant worry. You might notice that you're grinding your teeth or that your jaw aches when you wake up in the morning. So you've potentially clenched your jaw at night. So that's a sign of some tension in your jaw. You might notice that you're choosing to eat on the run a bit more. So it could be that you order Uber Eats or Menulog or whatever food delivery service, or it could be that you're stopping off at the local takeaway store to get takeout because you're just too tired to cook. Okay, now the roll-on effect of that is the nutrition in that food long term might not be helping to look after yourself. It's okay every so often. I mean, as kids, we always had fish and chips on a Friday night, and then when I had my kids, we had a takeout night as well. So it's okay to do from time to time, but it's what you do most of the time that makes the biggest difference. Waking up fatigued. How many people have gone to bed, and I'm just talking in a normal week, I'm not talking after you've been out partying, completely different scenario. But you wake up every morning exhausted and it's like, oh, it's another day. I just can't do it. And you notice that you're feeling that more and more. That you're not enjoying your job anymore or what you do. Like it's a chore. Now, there could be other circumstances around that as well. It could be that it is time to get a different job or do something different. But if you are just really struggling to get to work because you're tired, because you just, and you just go, oh, it's another day and everything seems and feels so heavy and hard, yeah, need to have a bit of a check-in on that one. And I really encourage you to take the time to really ask yourself some questions about, is this the right place for me? And listen to what response you get. Not going out as much. So if you used to be the person that met up with your friends every Friday night, for example, or you went out and played sport and you're no longer doing that, or you've really cut it back, decreasing your social activity because you're feeling so tired all the time can be a sign that you're burnt out. And it could be you're mentally burnt out, it could be physically burnt out, could be a combination of both. Have you noticed that you're wanting to sleep more even during the day? Have you noticed that your tonality is more focused on the problems rather than the solutions? And it's just so much easier to go, oh my gosh, this is just so hard. A little bit of that kind of attitude. Have you stopped to notice the kind of conversations you're having? Are you focused more on your problems? Because we all have them. Let's face it, we all have problems. But are you focusing on what you can't change more, and you're like getting annoyed? You know, ah, oh, man, if only my boss, my partner, the government, whomever would just do something different, then life would be so much better. I get it. Stress, anxiety, and worry right now. It's a crazy, crazy world. Here we are in April 2024. And especially in Australia, and if you work in the disability sector, you're sitting there closely watching the clock as it heads towards June 20th, when we find out whether the new getting the NDIS legislation's back on track, whether that's been passed or not. We're curious to see what comes from the registration task force. So there's a lot that's pending on, like for a lot of people, both people living with a disability and people that rely on that work to live and keep a roof over their head, waiting and seeing what happens next. But these things are outside of our control. And if you sit and focus on that and those what ifs way too much, what happens is that you lead yourself to push harder and harder often, to the point where you then just one day can't do the basic things. And that is a serious sign of burnout. Now, how do you help yourself? How do you take care of yourself? How do you minimize this? Take a look at your enjoyment level of life and think about, what have you stopped doing that you used to always love? It could be as simple as you really enjoyed walking around, like going for a walk in your neighborhood and seeing people's gardens, like, you know, and you love to be inspired by other people's gardens. It could be that you love to be by the water. So it could be that even though it's a, you know, a 20-30 minute drive there, that at least once a week you need to go by the water. But it could be that it's something that you do on a regular basis and you just forgot to do it for whatever reason, like life changed. I know for me there was a point a few years ago that I couldn't get there. And then a new habit developed that I just didn't go to the beach as often as I did. And prior to it, I used to be at the beach nearly every day, just sitting there. I'd do a meditation. I would go for a walk. It was just a place that I found brought me a lot of joy. But circumstances changed and a new habit developed. But that habit, it's important for me to bring back. So what habit have you let go of that is important to bring it back? Give thanks for your challenges. Weird, right? Why would I say that? When you stop and look at the challenges that you have, and you can give thanks, and because they're going to teach you. They're going to teach you some lessons, right? Now, you might not be able to see it because you're sitting in the middle of it. It's like, oh my gosh, why did I get sick? Or why is this uncertainty? Or if you're at the moment, we're seeing in the disability sector, we're seeing a lot of people lose their funding and then the support worker's out of a job. And it's like, oh my gosh, what is to be grateful about that? Okay, when you get over the initial frustration and you acknowledge what you can and cannot do in this situation, you get to look at it from a different perspective. And if you can look at it from a calmer space, it actually helps to reduce your anxiety, reduce your stress. They'll still be there, but we're just going to reduce them a little bit, which will help minimize you going into burnout. Now, if you are a business owner and you are the primary person in that business that has to grow the business, make sure the accounts are paid, make sure that everything's done, then sometimes it can be easy for that to be your only focus, especially if you live on your own or you don't have family close by. It could be that it's really easy for you to just keep working 24/7, so to speak, and you get burnt out that way because you're constantly worried about the business or you're constantly thinking about it. So this is where that work-life balance comes into play. When you can sit and acknowledge what you can change right now and what you can't because it's not your decision to make, you start to go, oh, okay, so I can do this part and the rest of it, I'm just going to have to be aware and allow. Now, that can be really hard, especially if you're the kind of person that likes to be in control. But there's certain things in this life that we do not have control over, no matter how hard we try. And when we focus on those things, that's where burnout can hit even more. So today, and I encourage you to do this every day, take the time for you. Take the time to sit and be grateful for the challenges as well as the good times. And change the energy around it a little bit and go, I can do this. I have this choice. I have this control. So for an example, if you're in a job where there's some uncertainty because, you know, there could be budget changes, there could be a lot of different things going on, look at what your options are. There is always an option. It might not be a choice that you want to make or that's easy to make, but when you can see that there are choices, there are options, and that your approach, your attitude is what makes the biggest difference, these kind of tools help you to put healthy boundaries in place, which help you to take care of you. A lot of people will tell you you're selfish if you put yourself first. But if we go and look at nature, a mother lion will feed herself first and then give to her children. Now, we as adults give to our children first and then we eat. But what happens is that when you energetically, so you could be a really caring person and you care for your clients, you care for your colleagues, you care for your family, whomever it is, and you put everyone else first, people get used to taking from you and people forget to give to you. They get so used to just taking from you because you always give to them first. And this is especially true in support workers, in nurses, see it all the time. They're just constantly giving. Mums, dads, constantly giving. So the person that is constantly giving to everyone else, here, I'm here, I'll cook you a meal, here, I'll run out in the middle of the night and be there for you. And it's great, it's a great thing to do. But what happens when you require someone to give to you? What happens when you're not giving to you? You get burnt out. So it's important to set healthy boundaries as part of minimizing your burnout. And initially, when you start to put boundaries in place, and you haven't before because you've always been that person that is always there for everyone else, and you're sitting there and you've got these boundaries in place, and suddenly people say, oh, I need you to do this. But what you need is to not do anything. What you need is to turn your phone off and sleep. But people are then, you just don't feel right putting your phone off. And so people keep calling you and people keep messaging you. And they think it's okay because you respond, because that's the message you gave them. And that's okay. That's what you did give them. But now you're going to give them a new message. And then there's a transition period of where things seem really strange and weird. It's like, what's going on? You know, like, suddenly now I've put this boundary in place and nobody wants to talk to me. But no, it's a period of adjustment, because remember, you put the boundary in place so that you can have some you time, so that you can give to you. So check in. Are you the person that is giving more than you're receiving? Are you receiving from yourself? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you saying, nope, Saturday night, this is what I do. Doesn't matter what else is going on. This is what I do. What is it that you love? What is it that gives you joy? What is it that helps you get out of bed in the morning? Now, some people love to be unhappy. Some people love to complain about what's wrong in the world. But they actually have joy in it. It just sounds like they're grumpy and complaining all the time, right? And some people are problem fixers. Like, oh, you've got a problem here, let me fix it. And some people will hand you their problems and then walk away. It's like giving them your suitcase. You go, here, look after this for me. And if I need it, I'll come back and get it. Hey, what? I didn't need to carry your bag as well as mine. Taking care of you is so important. You cannot give from an empty cup. You cannot give if you don't have the energy. So if you can start today taking better care of you, loving you a lot more so that you smile more, you really enjoy life more, you're actually living life instead of existing. And it starts with one small step. And it starts by acknowledging what you can do. Because it's really easy to focus on what we can't do. But sometimes we forget to focus on what we can do. Okay, what can I do myself to feel good, to have energy, to laugh more? What can I do that maybe is going to teach me something new? How do I make that happen? And sure, for some of us, there is overwhelm that goes with this. But it's one step. One step. And celebrate that step. Celebrate it. Journal it out. Share it with a friend. But make sure that when you do share it, it's in a space where you're going to be celebrated. Because not everybody's going to be happy. And if you're the person that gets deflated because you didn't get the support, you know, so you shared it on social media that you did something and people go, well, why did you do that? Or, you know, they've got their opinion. Well, remember that that's coming from their space. So really choose where you share things. But taking care of you is an everyday thing. It's your food. It's making sure you're hydrated. It's making sure that you get plenty of rest. It's making sure that you have those healthy boundaries in place. So it could be turn off alerts of Facebook messages, or, you know, when there's something new. It could be that you put your phone on do not disturb. But take care of you so that if you choose a career where you're giving to other people, if you choose to be the person that all your friends can come to and everyone can come to and rely on, that you are making sure that, yes, you can do that because you're doing it from a full place rather than a I'm completely drained place. And if you notice that you've got excessive fatigue, you've got a bit of brain fog, you've kind of lost your interest in food, or you're overeating, if you're noticing that you just don't have the same energy to go out anymore, so you stop going out, then please maybe go talk to your GP, but also if you need to go talk to a counselor. And sometimes having those external people to you, it's really important. Now, we are putting together a 6-week wellness program where there will be meditations and tips, tools and strategies around foods and things like that. We're putting that together. That will run online and it will be very affordable. The goal is to have it so that anyone can afford to do it and to take care of themselves, because right now we're seeing a lot of people struggling mentally, emotionally and physically. And to put this program together, it'll be a minimal cost. It's something that everybody can afford to do. And we'll also have a few bonuses in there as well. But it's effectively six weeks of meditations. So you get a reminder each week that there's a new meditation. We talk about diet, exercise, mindset, and really just helping you to focus in on you. And it will be short because each week you can come back, right, and do it and do the past meditations that you enjoyed. It's about something that you can quickly jump in and do and enjoy and then move on with the rest of your day. So taking care of you will require change if you haven't been doing it. And honestly, it will be a little uncomfortable at times, because if you're not used to receiving and you're not used to giving to yourself, you're used to giving to everyone else, and you know that. But if you're not good at taking care of you, it will be a little bit of a challenge. It will be a little bit different, but I know that you can do it, because the end results when you stick with it are so worth it. You've got this. Taking care of you and loving you, so important. And guess what? You are worth it. I'm going to leave it there. You can check out our website, which is breakfreeconsultancy.com. Maybe even if you're listening to this before June, come down to our expo in Doncaster. Check out the details on the website. And, you know, if you ever need a coach to get you through stuff, to have a plan, reach out. We're here for you. You've got this.